Book 4, Chapter 5. Of the death of the kings Oswy and Egert, and of the synod held at the place Hrutfrid, in which Archbishop Theodore presided. In the year of our Lord 670, being the second year after Theodore arrived in England, Oswy, king of the Northumbrians, fell sick and died, in the 58th year of his age. He at that time bore so great affection to the Roman apostolic usages that he had designed, if he recovered from his sickness, to go to Rome, and there to end his days at the holy places, having asked Bishop Wilfrid, with a promise of no small gift of money, to conduct him on his journey. He died on the 15th of February, leaving his son Egfrid his successor in the kingdom. In the third year of his reign, Theodore assembled a council of bishops, along with many other teachers of the church, who loved and were acquainted with the canonical statutes of the fathers. When they were met together, he began, in the spirit which became a bishop, to enjoin the observance of such things as were in accordance with the unity and the peace of the church. The purport of the proceedings of this synod is as follows. In the name of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, who reigns forever and governs his church, it was thought meet that we should assemble, according to the customs prescribed in the venerable canons, to treat about the necessary affairs of the church. We met on the 24th day of September, the first indiction, at the place which is called Hrutfrid. I, Theodore, albeit unworthy, appointed by the Apostolic See Bishop of the Church of Canterbury, our fellow priest and brother, the Most Reverend Beasy, Bishop of the East Angles, and with us also our brother and fellow priest, Wilfrid, Bishop of the Nation of the Northumbrians, represented by his proxies. There were present also our brothers and fellow priests, Puta, Bishop of the Kentish Castle, called Rochester, Lutherius, Bishop of the West Saxons, and Winfrid, Bishop of the Province of the Mercians. When we were all met together, and had sat down in order, I said, I beseech you, most dear brothers, for the fear and love of our Redeemer, that we may all treat in common on behalf of our faith, to the end that whatsoever has been decreed and defined by holy and approved fathers may be inviolably observed by all of us. This and much more I spoke, tending to charity and the preservation of the unity of the church. And when I had ended my preface, I asked every one of them in order whether they consented to observe the things that had been of old canonically decreed by the fathers. To which all our fellow priests answered, Most assuredly, we are all resolved to observe willingly and heartily whatsoever is laid down in the canons of the Holy Fathers. Then forthwith I produced the said book of canons, and in the presence of them all showed 10 articles in the same, which I had marked in several places, because I knew them to be of the most importance to us, and entreated that these might be particularly received by them all. Article 1. That we all in common keep the holy day of Easter on the Sunday after the 14th moon of the first month. Article 2. That no bishop intrude into the diocese of another, but be satisfied with the government of the people committed to him. Article 3. That it shall not be lawful for any bishop to disturb in any matter monasteries dedicated to God, nor to take away forcibly any part of their property. Article 4. That the monks themselves do not move from one place to another, that is, from monastery to monastery, unless with the consent of their own abbot, but that they continue in the obedience which they promised at the time of their conversion. Article 5. That no clerk, forsaking his own bishop, shall wander about, or be anywhere received without commendatory letters from his diocesan. But if he shall be once received, and will not return when summoned, both the receiver and he that is received shall be under excommunication. Article 6. That bishops and clergy, when traveling, shall be content with the hospitality that is afforded them, and that it be not lawful for any one of them to exercise any priestly function without leave of the bishop in whose diocese he is known to be. Article 7. That a synod be assembled twice a year, but on account of divers hindrances, it was approved by all that we should meet once a year, on the 1st of August, at the place called Clofeshoch. Article 8. that no bishop, through ambition, shall set himself above another, but that they shall all observe the time and order of their consecration. Article 9. The ninth article was discussed in common, to the effect that more bishops should be made, as the number of the faithful increased. But this matter for the present was passed over. Article 10. Of marriages, that nothing be allowed but lawful wedlock, that none commit incest, no man leave his own wife, except it be, as the Holy Gospel teaches, for fornication. And if any man shall put away his own wife, lawfully joined to him in matrimony, that he take no other, if he wishes to be a true Christian, but continue as he is, or else be reconciled to his own wife. These articles being thus discussed and defined in common, to the end, that for the future no stumbling block of contention might arise from any one of us, or that things be falsely set forth, it was thought fit that every one of us should, by the subscription of his own hand, confirm all the particulars so defined. Which judgment, as defined by us, I dictated to be written by Titulus, our notary, given in the month and indiction aforesaid. Whosoever, therefore, shall attempt in any way to oppose or infringe this decision, confirmed by our consent and by the subscription of our hands, according to the decree of the canons, must know that he is excluded from all sacerdotal functions and from our fellowship. May the God of grace keep us in safety, living in the unity of his holy church. This synod was held in the year of our Lord 673, in which year Egbert, king of Kent, died in the month of July. His brother Hilothere succeeded him on the throne, which he held 11 years and 7 months. Bisi, the bishop of the East Angles, who is said to have been in the aforesaid synod, a man of great saintliness and piety, was successor to Boniface, before spoken of, for when Boniface died, after having been bishop 17 years, he was ordained by Theodore and made bishop in his place. Whilst he was still alive, but hindered by grievous infirmity from administering his episcopal functions, two bishops, Aechi and Baudwin, were elected and consecrated in his place, from which time to the present, that province has had two bishops.